Ukraine security issue.
On July the 14th, the 131st day of Ukraine's heroic defense against Russian invaders, they pressed on with their terror tactics. Three Russian missiles killed at least 20 people, including three children, and wounded scores more in downtown Vinnytsia. The State Emergency Service reported that the missiles had struck an office building, a concert hall, apartment buildings, and a parking lot, and that four missiles had been destroyed by the air defense. President Volodymyr Zelensky responded with an outrage post on social media. "Every day, Russia exterminates peaceful civilians, Ukrainian children. Their missiles strike civilian facilities where there is nothing military. What is this, if not an open act of terrorism?" Ukrainian prosecutors immediately took criminal action against the violation of warfare laws and customs involving premeditated murder. The caliber long-range precision cruise missiles were launched from a Russian submarine in the Black Sea, according to Yuri Ignat, spokesman for the Air Force Command. For more than 2 months, Russian missiles of different types have been launched from Russia and Belarus, from the Black and Caspian Seas, he said.
Хочу нагадати, що Україна опинилася в центрі всього світу. Власне, Росія, як країна-агресор, застосувала проти нас усі.
Ukraine is now in the focus of the whole world. Russia has already used all the conventional weapons it has in its arsenal. Not a single country has ever experienced such missile attacks. We are actually alone facing and fighting the enemy. This war is very hard for us, said Yuri Ignat. According to the South Operative Command, 32-caliber cruise missiles are at the ready on board three Russian ships and two submarines in the Black Sea. There are also two big landing speed boats. The southern city of Mykolaiv has again been hit by Russian missiles. On Thursday morning, 9 missiles launched from a Russia S-300 anti-aircraft system destroyed a hotel and 2 schools and severely damaged a shopping mall, several apartment and office buildings, and dozens of vehicles. Numerous civilian casualties were reported. Kharkiv City and many towns and villages in the region also remain under fire. Russian missiles and shells target transport infrastructure, industrial facilities, and residential areas. Several civilians were reported to have been wounded on Thursday. In the town of Chastiv Yar, Donetsk region, where Russian missiles struck an apartment building on July the 9th, rescuers have finished clearing the rubble. They have removed a total of 48 bodies, including a 9-year-old child, and brought to safety 9 survivors, according to Pavlo Kirilenko, head of the Donetsk Region Military Administration. Ukrainian defenders have fought off Russian troops that tried to advance on Slovyansk, Donetsk region, which is now their prime target. Yet another attempt to break through the Ukrainian line of defense failed on Thursday. The attackers suffered heavy losses and retreated. At the same time, the Russian offensive in the area of Kramatorsk, another big Kiev-controlled city in the Donetsk region, partly succeeded with territorial gains. In the south of the country, Ukrainian forces continue to effectively use long-range weapons provided by Western allies. Over the past 24 hours, they have destroyed a Russian command post and an ammunition depot in the Mykolaiv region, and a heavy artillery system in Novokakhovka, Kherson region. All in all, according to the South Operative Command, Ukraine artillery units liquidated more than a dozen Russian troops and 6 armored vehicles in a single day, bringing the total Russian losses since the invasion in February to almost 38,000 troops and almost 11,000 armored vehicles, aircraft, and other units of hardware. Mark Milley, chairman of the U.S. Joint Chiefs of Staff, had a phone call with Valery Zaluzhny, commander-in-chief of the Ukrainian Armed Forces, to discuss the deliveries of U.S. weapons to Ukraine. They noted the effective performance of HIMARS and other long-range American weapons systems at the front, where they inflict serious losses of the Russian army. According to the Wall Street Journal, negotiators from Ukraine, Turkey, Russia, and the United Nations, who met in Istanbul on Wednesday, agreed on the key aspects of a plan to resume Ukrainian grain exports through the Black Sea. They tentatively agreed that the grain would be exported from three Ukrainian ports by convoys to be escorted by Ukrainian Navy ships, provided Russia keeps its promise to cease fire. The Turkish Navy would inspect empty ships arriving at Ukrainian ports to allay Russia's fears that the ships may be used to transport Western weapons. In Istanbul, the UN would set up a command and control center to track the danger levels to Ukrainian shipping. Technical mechanism for unblocking Ukrainian grain export will be discussed next week. Volodymyr Zelensky said, commenting on Wednesday's quadrilateral negotiations in Istanbul. If the Russian threat to navigation in the Black Sea is removed, then the severity of the global food crisis will be reduced. The Ukrainian delegation informed me about some progress in the negotiations. We will discuss the details with the UN Secretary General in the coming days, said Volodymyr Zelensky.